Hi there, kinsmen and women of the House of Yahweh. Welcome to Brother Hebert Presents. This is part three of Burned in the Furnace of Fire. This paper is found in the Studies menu at www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com.
Click the drop-down arrow to open the menu.
In part two, we saw the rebellion of Korach, who challenged Moses and Aaron for the priesthood, and the fire from Yahweh consumed 250 men, and the earth swallowed up Korach, his family, and friends, and all that he had. Then, 14,700 more people died because they blamed Moses and Aaron for what happened to Korach and his men. We saw that after the war with Midian, the Israelites had to purify the precious metals through the fire. We saw Moses reminding the people of the words of Yahweh, which he spoke unto them out of the midst of the fire at Sinai, and that he showed them his great fire, that they might know that Yahweh is Elohim. The Ten Commandments were given out of the midst of the fire. We saw that Yahweh went before them as a consuming fire and destroyed the children of Anak, who were giants. We see that Yahweh's anger burns hot when we are disobedient, and all nations see what happens when Yahweh's people forsake him. We saw in Joshua that Achan took of the accursed thing, meaning those things of the Canaanites whom Israel defeated, and kept them for himself when they were to be destroyed and burned. This brought calamity and trouble for the rest of the people, because Yahweh commanded not to take the accursed things which were devoted to destruction. Achan and his family were stoned and burned with fire for his transgression. We saw in Samuel that the ark was like a giant capacitor filled with energy, and anyone who touched it was fried. Uzzah paid the price for his error. Even though he tried to keep the ark from falling, he was not a Levite, and no man can touch the ark and live. We saw the episode with Elijah and the 450 prophets of Baal. Baal didn't show up to accept his offering, but Yahweh accepted Elijah's and consumed his offering by fire. Elijah's offering was also drenched in water and still was consumed by fire, just to prove a point that Yahweh, he is Elohim. In 2 Kings, King Ahaziah sent three bands of captains with 50 men to Elijah to come down to him. Yahweh consumed the first two bands, and the third captain fell before Elijah and asked for mercy. The king died shortly after because he inquired of Baalzebub instead of Yahweh. It's amazing how our people wonder why these things happen and don't even consider that they bring these punishments upon them themselves. They never think that they started the fire, and the fire of Yahweh's wrath has always been burning since the world has been turning. We continue in 2 Esdras 7:31. And after 7 days, the world, which is not yet awake, shall be roused, and that which is corruptible shall perish. And the earth shall give up those who are asleep in it, and the dust those who dwell silently in it. And the chambers shall give up the souls which have been committed to them. And the Most High shall be revealed upon the seat of judgment, and compassion shall pass away, and patience shall be withdrawn. But only judgment shall remain, truth shall stand, and faithfulness shall grow strong, and recompense shall follow, and the reward shall be manifested. Righteous deeds shall awake, and unrighteous deeds shall not sleep. Then the pit of torment shall appear, and opposite it shall be the place of rest, and the furnace of hell shall be disclosed, and opposite it the paradise of delight. Luke 16:24. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Continuing, 2 Esdras. Then the Most High will say to the nations that have been raised from the dead,
Look now, and understand whom you have denied, whom you have not served, whose commandments you have despised. Look on this side and on that. Here are delight and rest, and there are fire and torments.
Thus he will speak to them on the day of judgment.
A day that has no sun or moon or stars, or cloud or thunder or lightning or wind or water or air, or darkness or evening or morning, or summer or spring, or heat or winter, or frost or cold, or hail or rain or dew, or noon or night, or dawn or shining, or brightness or light, but only the splendor of the glory of the Most High, by which all shall see what has been determined for them. For it will last for about a week of years. This is my judgment and its prescribed order, and to you alone have I shown these things.
I answered and said, O Sovereign Yahweh, I said then and I say now, blessed are those who are alive and keep your commandments. If those that keep his commandments are blessed at the end of the age, then those that do not keep his commandments are not blessed. In fact, they will be burned with fire. Vision of our King's Return, 2 Esdras 13:1. After 7 days I dreamed a dream in the night, and behold, a wind arose from the sea, and stirred up all its waves. And I looked, and behold, this wind made something like the figure of a man come up out of the heart of the sea. And I looked, and behold, that man flew with the clouds of heaven, and wherever he turned his face to look, everything under his gaze trembled. And whenever his voice issued from his mouth, all who heard his voice melted as wax melts when it feels the fire. After this, I looked, and behold, an innumerable multitude of men were gathered together from the four winds of heaven to make war against the man who came up out of the sea. And I looked, and behold, he carved out for himself a great mountain, and flew upon it. And I tried to see the region or place from which the mountain was carved, but I could not. After this, I looked, and behold, all who had gathered together against him, to wage war with him, were much afraid, yet dared to fight. And behold, when he saw the onrush of the approaching multitude, he neither lifted his hand nor held a spear or any weapon of war. But I saw only how he sent forth from his mouth, as it were, a stream of fire, and from his lips a flaming breath, and from his tongue he shot forth a storm of sparks. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of Elohim is living and working, and sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting through even to the dividing of being and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Revelation 1:16. And in his right hand he held 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was as the sun shining in its strength. Back to 2 Esdras. All these were mingled together, the stream of fire, and the flaming breath, and the great storm, and fell on the onrushing multitude which was prepared to fight, and burned them all up, so that suddenly there was nothing seen of the innumerable multitude, but only the dust of ashes and the smell of smoke. When I saw it, I was amazed. After this, I saw the same man come down from the mountain and call to him another multitude which was peaceable. Then many people came to him, some of whom were joyful and some sorrowful. Some of them were bound, and some were bringing others as offerings. Then in great fear I awoke, and I besought the Most High and said, From the beginning you have shown your servant these wonders, and has deemed me worthy to have my prayer heard by you. Now show me also the interpretation of this dream. For as I consider it in my mind, alas, for those who will be left in the last days, and still more, alas, for those who are not left. For those who are not left will be sad, because they understand what is reserved for the last days, but cannot attain it. But alas, for those also who are left, and for that very reason, for they shall see great dangers and much distress, as these dreams show. If you know who you are and whose you are, and walk in his ways, you will be left after the burning furnace of fire. Verse 20. Yet it is better to come into these things, though incurring peril, than to pass from the world like a cloud, and not see what shall happen in the last days. And he answered me and said,
I will tell you the interpretation of the vision, and I will also explain to you the things which you have mentioned. As for what you said about those who are left, this is the interpretation. He who brings the peril at that time will himself protect those who fall into peril, who have works, and who have faith, and has allegiance in the Almighty. Understand, therefore, that those who are left are more blessed than those who have died.
But the churches teach that you are raptured and taken away. Silly Judeo-Christian, the rapture is for the wicked. Verse 25.
This is the interpretation of the vision. As for you seeing a man come up from the heart of the sea, this is he whom the Most High has been keeping for many ages, who will himself deliver his creation, and he will direct those who are left. And as for your seeing the wind and fire and a storm coming out of his mouth, and as for his not holding a spear or weapon of war, yet destroying the onrushing multitude which came to conquer him, this is the interpretation. Behold, the days are coming when the Most High will deliver those who are on the earth, and bewilderment of mind shall come over those who dwell on the earth. And they shall plan to make war against one another, city against city, place against place, people against people, and kingdom against kingdom. And when these things come to pass, and the signs occur which I showed you before, then my Son will be revealed, whom you saw as a man coming up from the sea. And when all the nations hear his voice, every man shall leave his own land and the warfare that they have against one another, and an innumerable multitude shall be gathered together, as you saw, desiring to come and conquer him. But he shall stand on the top of Mount Zion, and Zion will come and be made manifest to all people, prepared and built, as you saw the mountain carved out without hands. And he, my Son, will reprove the assembled nations for their ungodliness. This was symbolized by the storm, and will approach them to their face with their evil thoughts, and the torments with which they are to be tortured, which were symbolized by the flames, and will destroy them without effort by the law, which was symbolized by the fire. And as for your seeing him gather to himself another multitude that was peaceable, these are the 10 tribes which were led away from their own land into captivity in the days of King Hoshea, whom Shalmaneser, the king of the Assyrians, led captive. He took them across the river, and they were taken into another land. But they formed this plan for themselves, that they would leave the multitude of the nations and go to a more distant region where mankind had never lived. This was Europe. That there, at least, they might keep their statutes which they had not kept in their own land. And they went in by the narrow passages of the Euphrates River. For at that time the Most High performed signs for them, and stopped the channels of the river until they had passed over. Through that region there was a long way to go, a journey of a year and a half, and that country is called Arzareth, America, which means my people, plenteous land. Then they dwelt there until the last times, and now, when they are about to come again, the Most High will stop the channels of the river again, so that they may be able to pass over. Therefore you saw the multitude gathered together in peace. But those who are left of your people, who are found within my holy borders, shall be saved. Therefore, when he destroys the multitude of the nations that are gathered together, he will defend the people who remain, and then he will show them very many wonders.
I said, O Sovereign Yahweh, explain this to me. Why did I see the man coming up from the heart of the sea? He said to me,
Just as no one can explore or know what is in the depths of the sea, so no one on earth can see my son or those who are with him, except in the time of his day. This is the interpretation of the dream which you saw. And you alone have been enlightened about this, because you have forsaken your own ways and have applied yourself to mine and have searched out my law. For you have devoted your life to wisdom and called understanding your mother.
Proverbs 2:2, and cause your ears to hearken unto wisdom and incline your heart to understanding. 2 Esdras 15:22.
My right hand will not spare the sinners, and my sword will not cease from those who shed innocent blood on the earth.
And a fire will go forth from his wrath, and will consume the foundations of the earth, and the sinners like straw that is kindled.
Woe to those who sin and do not observe my commandments, says Yahweh. I will not spare them. Depart, you faithless children. Do not pollute my sanctuary.
For Yahweh knows all who transgress against him. Therefore he will hand them over to death and slaughter. Does this sound like Yahweh loves the sinner but hates the sin?
No!
It sounds like sinners will be consumed by fire. We know that Yahweh hears not the prayer of sinners.
John 9:31.
And the ignorant are not exempt.
Acts 17:30. Romans 10:3.
Even in the B.C. days of the covenant, the ignorant were held accountable and atonement was made for them. Today, we don't have a priesthood or sacrifices for atoning the ignorant. Christ is our high priest, and it's up to ourselves individually to atone for our sins, which is done by repentance and a change of lifestyle and continued obedience. If you lack knowledge and understanding, then you are in danger of being a resident in the furnace of fire. Hosea 4:6.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
2 Esdras 16:4. A fire has been sent upon you, and who is there to quench it? Calamities have been sent upon you, and who is there to drive them away? Can one drive off a hungry lion in the forest, or quench a fire in the stubble once it has begun to burn? Can one turn back an arrow shot by a strong archer? Yahweh Elohim sends calamities, and who will drive them away? Fire will go forth from his wrath, and who is there to quench it? He will flash lightning, and who will not be afraid? He will thunder, and who will not be terrified? Yahweh will threaten, and who will not be utterly shattered at his presence? The earth and its foundations quake, the sea is churned up from the depths, and its waves and the fish also shall be troubled at the presence of Yahweh and before the glory of his power. For his right hand that bends the bow is strong, and his arrows that he shoots are sharp and will not miss when they begin to be shot to the ends of the world. Behold, calamities are sent forth and shall not return until they come over the earth. The fire is kindled and shall not be put out until it consumes the foundations of the earth. For in many places and in neighboring cities there shall be a great insurrection against those who fear Yahweh. Insurrection by Freemasons, atheists, sodomites, Jews, and denominational churchianity. Verse 71. They shall be like mad men, sparing no one, but plundering and destroying those who continue to fear Yahweh. For they shall destroy and plunder their goods, and drive them out of their houses.
Then the tested quality of my chosen ones shall be manifest, as gold that is tested by fire. Hear, my elect, says Yahweh. Behold, the days of tribulation are at hand, and I will deliver you from them. Do not fear or doubt, for Yahweh is your guide. You, who keep my commandments and precepts, says Yahweh Elohim, do not let your sins pull you down, or your iniquities prevail over you. Woe to those who are choked by their sins and overwhelmed by their iniquities, as a field is choked with underbrush and its path overwhelmed with thorns, so that no one can pass through. It is shut off and given up to be consumed by fire.
Hebrews 12:29. For our Elohim is a consuming fire.
Fourth Maccabees 9:7. Make the attempt, then, O tyrant, and if you put us to death for our belief, think not that you harm us by torturing us. For we, through this ill treatment and endurance, shall bear off the rewards of virtue. But you, for the wicked and tyrannical slaughter of us, shall, from the divine vengeance, endure eternal torture by fire. 4 Maccabees 9:22. But, as though transformed by fire into immortality, he nobly endured the rackings, saying, Imitate me, O brethren, nor ever desert your station, nor abjure my brotherhood in courage. Fight the holy and honorable fight of the belief, by which means our just and paternal providence, becoming merciful to the nation, will punish the pestilent tyrant. 4 Maccabees 16:21, And the righteous Daniel was cast unto the lions, and Ananias, and Azarias, and Mishael were slung out into a furnace of fire, yet they endured through Elohim. 4 Maccabees 18:14, And he used to put you in mind of the scripture of Isaiah, which says, Even if you pass through the fire, it shall not burn you. Isaiah 43:2.
Talking about the wicked, Job 18:15, It shall dwell in his tabernacle, because it is none of his. Brimstone shall be scattered upon his habitation. The Septuagint has, And let health be utterly banished from his tabernacle. Verse 16, His roots shall be dried up beneath, and above shall his branch be cut off. Talking about the wicked, Job 20:26, All darkness shall be hid in his secret places. A fire not blown shall consume him. It shall go ill with him that is left in his tabernacle. The Septuagint reads, And let all darkness wait for him. A fire that burns not out shall consume him, and let a stranger plague his house. Psalm 11:6 Upon the wicked Yahweh shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible burning hot wind. This shall be the portion of their cup, the cup of judgment for the wicked. Psalm 19:1 The skies declare the glory of Elohim, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the land, and their words to the end of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. Line, in verse 4, is a measuring line. Verse 6, His going forth is from the end of the sky, and his course unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of Yahweh is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is established, making wise the simple. The context is the glory of Yahweh and his word and promise. In verse 2, speech is from H 562, Omer, meaning promise, speech, thing, word.
Day unto day, the word spoken by Yahweh shows his glory.
The word for night is from H 3915, Layil lal layila, meaning night, figuratively adversity.
Yahweh's promise shows his word when he preserves us through adversity.
In verse 3, there is no speech or promise or language or matter of his word where his word or proclamation is not heard.
Proclamation is publication by authority, official notice given to the public, a declaration of the king's will, openly published.
In verse 4, their line, meaning his word, is gone out everywhere. In them, in his promises, he set, or charged, committed, purposed, showed, a temple, meaning your body, for the Son, meaning Christ.
Yahweh's word, or plan, was to redeem his people of the covenant and promises charged with his purpose through coming to die as a man, so that we may be remarried to him through Christ, whom he foretold to his people from Genesis to Malachi. The New Testament is the continuation and fulfillment of the Old Testament.
In verse 5, which Christ, the Son, as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man, to run a race.
Christ will be returning as an avenger. Vengeance is Yahweh's. He will come quickly and divide speedily, and he will guard his elect bride. He will break down and put an end to the well-trodden road society is on, and the paths and ways of unrighteousness, and uproot the high rank of our enemies.
In verse 6, nothing is hid from his eyes, and the heat of his burning fire. Verse 7 shows that the law is perfect, turning back the soul from certain death. Hebrews 12:29. For our Elohim is a consuming fire. Psalm 21:8. Your hand shall find out all your hated enemies. Your right hand shall find out those that hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. Yahweh shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Yahweh is the baker, and his anger is a fiery oven. He will preserve those that love him, which would be his baker's dozen, which represents the 13 tribes of Israel, Joseph being counted as 2 tribes. He will not spare the ones that hate him. They will be devoured by fire, along with the angels that sinned, the mongrel races, the churches, the false preachers, and stiff-necked congregants, and all the Jewish children of Esau. Psalm 29:7. The voice of Yahweh divides the flames of fire. Sounds like Yahweh consumes and burns up the wicked and ungodly, and at the same time, Yahweh purges and refines his obedient remnant. This is when we are glorified and given our Shekinah-glorified bodies back and are placed into position of sons and daughters in the kingdom of righteousness right here on earth. Psalm 37:20. But the wicked shall perish, and the hated enemies of Yahweh shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume. Into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked will be consumed by fire. The churches are numbered with the wicked. Why? Because if you worship a Jewish Jesus and put your faith in false doctrines and proclaim the gospel of Haimi Jesus, then you are wicked. How can one be righteous if they follow lies and deceptions? Psalm 46:6. The nations roared against Yerushalayim. The kingdoms fell. He uttered his voice. The land melted. Yahweh of hosts is with us. The Elohim of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. The scriptures never claim God is God to any other race or people other than Adam kind. The Bible is by, to, for, and about the race of Adam. Verse 8. Come, behold the works of Yahweh. What ruin he has made in the land. He makes wars to cease unto the end of the land. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Yeshua will make an end to all those in power. All those that have come against his people and against him will be burned in the fire of his wrath. This word burneth is from H 83:13, Sarof, meaning to destroy by fire. Psalm 50:3. Our Elohim shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very stormy around about him. He shall call to the skies from above and to the land, that he may judge his people. Not only is Yeshua going to come with fire, meaning anger, H 784 Esh, that will devour, meaning burn up and destroy, H398 Akal, every evil thing before him. We also will be judged, meaning vindicated, requited, H1777 Dindun. We will either be consumed or refined. Psalm 68:2. As smoke is driven away, you drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of Elohim. Upon the coming of Yeshua Messiah, the wicked will melt as wax. Psalm 83:13. O my Elohim, make them like a wheel, as the stubble before the wind, as the fire burns a wood, and as the flame sets the mountains on fire, so persecute them with your tempest, and make them afraid with your storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek your name, O Yahweh. Let them be put to shame and troubled forever. Yea, let them be disgraced and destroyed, that men may know that you, whose name alone is Yahweh, are the Most High over all the land. Psalm 97:3. A fire goes before him, and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings light up the world. The land saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh, at the presence of Yahweh of the whole land. Psalm 102:25. Of old you have laid the foundation of the land, and the skies are the work of your hands. They shall perish, but you shall endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shall you change them, and they shall be cut off. But you are the same, and your years shall have no end. Psalm 104:4. Yahweh, who makes the wind his messenger, his ministers a flaming fire. Let the sinners be consumed out of the land, and let the wicked be no more. Bless you, Yahweh, O my soul. Praise you, Yahweh. Psalm 112:10. The wicked shall see and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. The wicked shall see the upright exalted and receive their blessings, and then the wicked will melt away in the fire of judgment. Psalm 119:116. Uphold me according unto your word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Sustain me, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto your statutes continually. You have trodden down all them that err from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. You put away all the wicked of the land like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. Hope is expectation or anticipation. We may have hope that if we keep Yahweh's word and statutes, we will remain after the consuming fire of Yahweh's judgment. The wicked can expect or hope to be consumed in the fire of Yahweh's wrath. Yahweh keeps stating that the wicked will be removed, put away, taken out, devoured by fire, and consumed. Yet, the churches continue to teach that the righteous will be taken away, removed, and raptured. They've seared their hearts from receiving the truth. They've put their trust in Haimi Jesus and the gospel of their church. They've made their beds. How can they sleep while their beds are burning? How can we dance when our work is burning? How do we sleep while our beds are burning? Proverbs 25:4. Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. This is done through fire. Most will not make it. Zechariah 13:8.
And it shall come to pass that in all the land, says Yahweh, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third part shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, It is my people, and they shall say, Yahweh is my Elohim.
This life is a test, and two out of three of us will be consumed in the furnace of fire.
Wisdom of Solomon 3:1. But the souls of the righteous are in the hand of Elohim, and there shall no torment touch them. In the sight of the unwise they seemed to die, and their departure is taken for misery, and their going from us to be utter destruction. But they are in peace. For though they be punished in the sight of men, yet is their hope full of immortality. And having been a little chastised, they shall be greatly rewarded. For Elohim proved them, and found them worthy for himself. As gold in the furnace has he tried them, and received them as a burnt offering. And in the time of their visitation they shall shine, and run to and fro like sparks among the stubble.
It should be evident thus far that the wicked will not make it through the fire.
Sirach 2:5. For gold is tried in the fire, and acceptable men in the furnace of adversity. Sirach 16:6. In the congregation of the ungodly shall a fire be kindled, and in a rebellious nation wrath is set on fire.
33,000 denominational congregations will be set on fire. An antinomian, pork-eating, Jaime-Jesus-worshipping bonfire of stiff-necked, backsliding, ignorant just-believers. He's talking about rebellious Israelites, many of which attend these churches. Yahweh will be burning down the house.
Sirach 27:5. The furnace proves the potter's vessels. So does temptation try men's thoughts.
Romans 9:21. Has not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Referring to Jacob, the vessels of honor, and Esau, the vessels of dishonor. Esau Edom, the Edomites, Edomite Jews, vessels of dishonor. Proverbs 16:4. Yahweh has made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. 2 Timothy 2:20. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor, and some to dishonor. Romans 9:22. What if Elohim, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? In other words, why keep the Edomite Jews around? Well, how would this life be a test without stumbling blocks? How else would we learn to strive for our inheritance and position of sons if we are not tempted by the Jewish ways of Cain and Esau. 1 Thessalonians 5:9. For Elohim has not appointed us Israelites to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Prince, Yeshua Christ. 1 Peter 2:8. And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Yeshayahu, Isaiah 5:24. Therefore, as the tongue of fire devours the stubble, and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of Yahweh of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Yisrael. Exodus 15:7. And in the greatness of your excellency you have overthrown them that rose up against you. You sent forth your wrath, which consumed them as stubble. Job 18:16. His roots shall be dried up beneath, and above shall his branch be cut off. Isaiah 5:25. Therefore is the anger of Yahweh kindled against his people, and he has stretched forth his hand against them, and has smitten them. And the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the streets. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Yahweh was going to use this great nation of Asher, the Assyrians, as his rod of punishment towards Israel for their idolatry, race mixing, and disobedience. The fire of his wrath will consume his people because they chose not to return to him. The same thing will happen to his people at Judgment Day that chose to follow the children of the devil. Isaiah 30:33. For Topheth is ordained of old, yea, for the king it is prepared. He has made it deep and large. The pile thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of Yahweh, like a stream of brimstone, does kindle it. Topheth is a place of fire, cremation. Topheth was also where the pagan Israelites sacrificed their babies to Moloch, Baal, the Lord, Satan. Today, this same sacrifice is called race mixing and abortion. The Planned Parenthood offices of Moloch, located in Topheth. Jeremiah 7:31.
And they have built the high places of Topheth, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my heart.
Isaiah 33:10.
Now will I rise, says Yahweh. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself. You shall conceive chaff. You shall bring forth stubble. Your breath, as fire, shall devour you.
How can one conceive chaff? Conceive is harah, to become pregnant. Bring forth is yalad, to bear, to beget, born, gender, declare pedigree. We conceive chaff when we mix with the other races. Psalm 7:14. Behold, he travails with iniquity, and has conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. Jeremiah 2:13.
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water.
This is a reference to race-mixed babies. They cannot hold the spirit. It's not their fault, but they are just a product of an unholy union that cannot be accepted. Continuing in Isaiah 33:12.
And the people shall be as the burnings of lime, as thorns cut up, they shall be burned in the fire. Hear you that are far off what I have done, and you that are near, acknowledge my might.
Yahweh was in the process of destroying the land and punishing his people. But we still do not learn from history, as the same thing is happening today. This age is the last chance we have to learn from our ancestors' mistakes. Verse 14. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he that despises the gain of oppressions, that shakes his hands from holding of bribes, that stops his ears from hearing of blood, and shuts his eyes from seeing evil, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the security of Yahweh. Bread shall be given him, his waters shall be sure. If we remain righteous, he will preserve us when he brings the fire of his wrath against the ungodly. Isaiah 34:1. Come near, you nations, to hear, and hearken, you people. Let the land hear, and all that is therein, the world, and all things that come forth of it. For the indignation of Yahweh is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He has utterly destroyed them. He has delivered them to the slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. And all the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the skies shall be rolled together as a scroll. And all their host shall fall down, as the leaf falls off from the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree. The hosts of heaven were worshipped by the children of Israel, the gods and goddesses of the ancient pagan world that represented them. Ezekiel 32:7.
And when I shall pull you out, I will cover the sky, and make the stars thereof dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. All the bright lights of the sky will I make dark over you, and set darkness upon your land, says Yahweh God.
Matthew 24:29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from the sky, and the powers of the skies shall be shaken. Revelation 6:13. And the stars of the sky fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the sky departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Continuing in Isaiah 34:5.
For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Idumea, and upon the people of my curse to judgment.
The Hebrew starts verse 5 as,
For my sword shall be intoxicated, drunk with blood in the sky.
Idumea are the Edomite Jews, descendants of Esau. The people of Yahweh's curse are the Jews, the Canaanites, the Edomites, the offspring of the fallen angels, the scribes, Sadducees, and Pharisees, and the Herodians. The churches believe that the Jews are Israel, but again, the churches have everything bass ackwards. Ezekiel 36:5. Therefore thus says Yahweh Elohim,
Surely, in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the nations, and against all Idumea, which have appointed my land into their possession, with the joy of all their heart, with despiteful minds, to cast it out for a prey.
This officially happened in 1948 when the Edomite Jews
appointed my land into their possession.
This was accomplished through the Jewish instigation of World War I and II. All wars are bankers' wars. All bankers are Jews. Verse 6.
The sword of Yahweh is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, and with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For Yahweh has a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Idumea.
The sheep, the Israelites, that hang around the goats, the ones that follow the Jews, will be slaughtered. In other words, the churches that teach Christ is a Jew will be slaughtered along with the Jews. The land of Idumea is also wherever the children of Esau dwell. Their dwelling is here in America, New York, in Europe, London, and their own private, stolen, safe haven, Palestine. Zephaniah 1:7. Hold your peace at the presence of Yahweh Elohim, for the day of Yahweh is at hand. For Yahweh has prepared a sacrifice, he has bid his guests. Isaiah 34:7.
And the wild ox shall come down with them, and the bullocks with the bulls. And their land shall be soaked with blood, and their dust made fat with fatness.
The unicorn, or the wild ox, is the house of Joseph. Ephraim is the bull. The bullocks are a metaphor for the young princes. Verse 8. For it is the day of Yahweh's vengeance, the year of retribution for the cause of Zion. And the streams thereof shall be turned into pitch, and the dust thereof into brimstone, and the land thereof shall become burning pitch. It shall not be quenched night or day. The smoke thereof shall go up forever. From generation to generation it shall lie waste. None shall pass through it forever and ever. Wherever the Jews are today, there's going to be emptiness. Reminiscent of the language of Revelation 18, the fall of Mystery Babylon. Come up out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her iniquities, that you do not fall into her fire. Into the fire!